There's absolutely no reason why the representatives of the Korean government in there shouldn't hear what's being said. I'd like to explain that we're bringing here a delegation from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty and other organisations, and we are here because we wish to condemn a vile crackdown that is taking place against migrant workers in Korea right now. Up to 130,000 people are threatened by this crackdown. We have a situation where the Korean government has not been slow to bring in migrant workers from many parts of Asia, from Nepal, from Bangladesh, from the Philippines, from Mongolia, from other countries, and to use their labour shamelessly for the profit-making purposes of Korean business. But what they want is the weakest, most vulnerable workforce possible. And so they've established a system where people are only allowed to stay for a short period of time and then face removal from the country. Right now, a crackdown is taking place, and we are informed that factories are being raided and people are being taken away by the busload. But we didn't just come here to deplore what is going on. We also came here to stand in solidarity with those amongst migrant workers and their Korean friends who are organising a movement of resistance, and especially to express our solidarity with the Equality Trade Union and its migrants branch. They have organised relentlessly in the face of repression and in the face of attack amongst migrant workers with a courage that is incredible. Two of their leading members, both Bangladeshi men, Mohammed Bidouth and Jamal Ali, were recently arrested very brutally at a demonstration in Korea and are currently in jail. They face lengthy jail terms and deportation from the country, and there is a movement in Korea to demand their release, which we express our support for. I would just like to say that in OCAP we have an especial respect for the sense of solidarity that the ETU has shown. When three of us, Gaetan Eru, Stefan Palipa and myself, John Clark, were on trial recently, the ETU actually organised a protest action at the Canadian consulate in Seoul. And last week, when a couple of our members, or a couple of weeks ago, when a couple of our members at a housing takeover had their child taken away from them by the police, the ETU found the time to deliver a protest letter again to the Canadian consulate. This happening at a time when their leading activists are being rounded up, and when thousands of the people that they represent are facing deportation from the country. But their sense of solidarity was sufficient that they would show that support for us. And we're very proud to come here today and to reciprocate, and to say to this consulate and to the government that stands behind it, take your hands off the migrant workers and release the activists within the ETU, Mohammed and Jamal.
Hands off migrant
workers! Now, we have one other statement that we would like to make, and then we propose to read a protest letter and deliver it to a representative of the Korean government. I'd like to introduce Michi from the Philippine Women's Center of Ontario.
Greetings from the Philippine Women's Center of Ontario, the Philippine Network for Justice and Peace, the Filipino Worker Support Group, and the Philippine Solidarity Group of Toronto. On behalf of Filipino migrant organizations, human rights advocates, and solidarity groups working for the rights and welfare of migrant workers, we express our grave concern regarding the current problem of undocumented migrant workers in South Korea. We deplore the manner by which the South Korean government is trying to solve this problem by ordering an intensified crackdown on migrant workers in the country. The problem of runaway foreign workers is common and consistent not only in Korea, but also in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Japan. In South Korea and Japan in particular, the trainee system or program is a common source of cheap and docile labor. The system is inherently systematic in its exploitation and abuse of foreign workers. Studies by the Asia-Pacific Mission for Migrants indicate that wages of trainees in South Korea range from an equivalent of roughly $176 to $398 per month. Aside from very low wages, the trainees suffer from long working hours, are made to work on holidays without pay and experience delayed allowances. They are forced to work in poor working and living conditions, given inadequate food, are physically, verbally, or sexually abused by employers. A number of them are not extended for another year of work, even if they have passed the required examinations. They are also not allowed to join unions. Despite the frequent industrial accidents, they are not entitled to compensation. It is no wonder then that migrant workers run away from their work. If they should decide to complain, they are not assured of an efficient and fair grievance mechanism, and their employers do not rehire them, out of the fear that they may lose their job and will be repatriated if they dare to complain. They often feel forced to face the risk of becoming undocumented workers, even if their wages are lower than that of ordinary workers, and they work under worse conditions. They are also afraid that jobs would not be available to them should they opt to go back to their home countries. In the Philippine case, the crisis of a backward agricultural economy within the ambit of neoliberal globalization ensures that poverty, unemployment, landlessness, and hunger will even intensify. Filipino migrant workers are forced to work abroad because of the worsening economic situation in their own homeland and to cope with the basic needs of their family. Employers hire foreign workers to amass more profits. In South Korea, here in Canada, and elsewhere, migrant workers contribute to the economy not only as consumers, but also primarily through their cheap labor. Now a huge crackdown on migrant workers is underway in South Korea. The United Nations Convention on Migrant Workers and members of their families speaks of the protection of migrants against arbitrary arrest and detention, and that migrants shall not be subjected to measures of collective expulsion, with cases being examined and decided individually. Still, many have been arrested and are to be deported. One still recalls the mass detention and deportation of Filipino and Indonesian migrants that happened recently in Sabah, Malaysia. Undocumented workers, trainees, and stranded workers are doubly exploited and oppressed. Through the UN Convention on the Rights of Migrants and Their Families, though the UN Convention is a victory that migrant organizations can use to further advance the cause for migrants' rights and welfare, the convention shall fall short if it does not include all migrants and also address their issues. And it shall remain to be just a piece of paper if policies of both sending and receiving countries remain unjust, discriminatory, and exploitative. The trainee system should therefore be totally abolished, and a general amnesty for all undocumented workers should be granted. For the United Nations, it should include migrant workers disguised as trainees in Japan and South Korea in the coverage of the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. Today, even as we stand in solidarity with our migrant sisters and brothers in South Korea, let us forge even broader, stronger, and more solid unity with workers and peoples across the world and in all fields of struggle, so as to withstand and defeat the onslaughts of global capitalism and build a just, peaceful, and truly prosperous world.
I just mentioned that I just mentioned a moment ago, Jeff, this is sort of directed at you and PJ. I just mentioned a moment ago that when the Equality Trade Union in South Korea found out about the incident 2 weeks ago, where a child was taken from two of our members at one of our actions, in the middle of all that's going on, they organised the sending of a protest letter to the Canadian consulate in Seoul in support of PJ, Jeff and Sersha, which I think is absolutely incredible. So we have a protest letter. I think it would be really appropriate if either PJ or Jeff would read the letter and then deliver it to the Korean representative that we have waiting to take it.
It's addressed to the Consul General, whose office we're at here today. It says,
Dear sir, we are writing to protest the appalling crackdown on migrant workers that is now underway in Korea. We understand that as many as 130,000 people are at risk of deportation. Your government is quite prepared to ensure that the labor of migrant workers is placed at the disposal of the employers. However, it seeks to ensure that this huge labor force is prevented from having any meaningful rights, either as workers or as residents of Korea. They're to be exploited for a few years and then driven out so they will remain as vulnerable and as exploited as possible. You have compounded this criminal abuse of the migrant workers by illegal assault on those who stand up and organize in the face of it. The Equality Trade Union is forced to contend with a repression that brings shame on your government. Two outstanding activists in the struggle for justice for migrant workers, Mohammed Badou and Jamal Ali, are now in jail, facing lengthy sentences and deportation. We condemn this without reservation. We demand that you release these two men and meet the demands of the ETU for basic justice for those they represent. Your ugly denial of the human rights of migrant workers will not be covered up. It will be exposed and confronted in cities across the world until you grant these workers the decent lives they have paid for through their labor. And this is signed from OCAP, from all of us. So please, we're going to enclose this. This is a copy. And we're going to send it over here to the desk. What is your name, please?
Do Ho Kang, counsel from Korean Council.
And your name, please?
Constable Smith from the RCMP.
And this letter is a letter from OCAP, from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. And did you hear me read it?
Yeah.
It's specifically about these workers, the migrant workers that your government is deporting, and we're outraged by this treatment of migrant workers.
Yeah.
And we would like you to please address this letter. Well, can we expect a response?
I would like to deliver respectfully to my home government.
Thank you.
And deliver your kind concerns.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have an address on the letter. Can you respond to us? Will you commit to a response?
Will
you answer?
Government. Yes.
Yes. Will you answer that?
Yeah. It will be decided by my home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
We would like a response.
Okay, we are, yeah.
In the favorable. Mm. Please free them.
Okay.
Do you have his name?
Yeah. Do you want to say your name one more time?
Yeah.
I don't want to shake your
okay.
hand, sir. Would you like to say your name one more
yeah,
time?
Yeah, Do Ho Kang, counsel. Yeah, from Korean counsel.
Thank you.
As you know, as we are here in Toronto and in Canada, in a historically privileged country, we come here to condemn what the Korean government is doing. But let us also remember that if we're fighting exploitation and if we're condemning exploitation and racism, we're also doing that because we're fighting it right here. There are thousands of undocumented workers in this city who also provide cheap labour to unscrupulous employers and have to look over their shoulder because they're being hounded by the immigration authorities at the same time. So we stand in solidarity with the struggle in Korea, but we also engage in a fight here in Toronto and here in Canada, and that needs to be said. There really is a movement of international solidarity, and we've given a small expression of it. Now let's get on with building it. Thank you.